First, the guy said, I just want to turn on his daughter and go to God. And then he ate before he made himself. Made two mistakes. He wanted to die again without the money. So you got two mistakes. If you get out the money, turn on the daughter, you do all the time. No problem. Pick up dollar cost. You're okay. And if you ate before Dab, ate before Abdullah, you cause the problem, problem. You make both mistakes. You didn't say Adam on a before he made Abdullah. You made two mistakes. You want to take Dab again when Adam on a turn. You got two mistakes. If you get Adam on a turn with Dab, you do all the time, no problem. Pick up dollar cost. You're okay. And if you ate before Dab, ate before Abdullah, you pass the problem, problem. You make both mistakes. You didn't say Adam on a tongue. And you ate before Abdullah, because Dab is my role over you without the tongue. Watch that yourself. Brothers of Mamma Gil and Abdullah, according to Jesus. So the answer to the Rabbah is as follows. Look, if he didn't already ate before Abdullah Kosh, he will not fulfill Abdullah Kosh 50 kudam, as we said before, that he will not be able to fulfill. That means he missed it. So he won't have any Abdullah 50 kudam. Nothing, not the Tefillah, not the Kosh. The Ibn Khazal said, you better daven all over again, at least have one Abdullah 50 kudam. That was a gentle child in Akamara. I'm silently.
What did you say, Baruch HaRabbah?
All this is what you find here in the major shiur with the Chabagori down, the Kelly Faze, and now it's not the same as the only small piece.
The long of that shiur, it comes 3 yards in the row, about 10 years ago, for the one of the David. This is the first one of the three, and this is the full part of what you said. Yeah. Why call Bazoo Bazoo? Explain as follows. If the person ate before Abdullah, so he blew the idea of Abdullah separating between the Shabbat meal and the week meal. So he will not have a full keep of Abdullah. Shira Layayan will have. But if he gets in front of Abdullah to separate, he won't have. He blew it. He blew it. But at least he got it. David, at least he has the daddy hat. Abdullah the Shira Layayan. He forgot Abdullah Shmon Esrei. And he ate the Prophet Abdullah Kosh. He made two mistakes. So the halacha states you have to at least one normal Abdullah to separate between Shabbos and Kosh. Of course, he'll manage both. He'll say Baruch HaMazel. And we pass the Torah Mazel anyway, but not as many Kedas and Kedas, it only be to the Evan. They want to have one Kedas, they make a Dabra all over.
No, but what you see, like the answer to the point, an Indian also of Abdullah is Kabbalah Shabbos, which is wearing nice clothes and all that.
I don't know. Not many of these.
We said on them Kippur.
There's no choice. That's fine. Okay, I'm going fine. Okay, this is I wanted to begin with the Rav Torah, so that's the Rav Torah, that's the Shiv Tzicha to the Jews man. Now we go into the Sugi itself. So we already saw the Tosfos on the Kuf of the days, which introduced this concept of, as they call it, Hihei the Teisei Sutzel the Yikwa the Shapsa. First wide line, after the narrow one, on Tosfos Kuf Amud Beis. Lichora, we have to look at the Rosh, see whether this concept is really is the correct concept, if that's Pshat in the Gemara, or it's not Pshat in the Gemara. Let's look at the Sugya one more time before we turn to the Rosh. Let's Chazer again. It's going to be very tricky to understand Pshat over here. What did the Gemara say?
Yeah.
You know, I have an idea. Let's first discuss an Achimimid in abstract, and then we'll see what the chapter is. So we're going to take a little bit of a break from the studio proper. Let's discuss it first in abstract, and then we'll see what, how the studio reads. We're both said there were three readings of the Kavod HaKala of the Shabbos. Three readings. The first reading that we just read, he hated the tasty suits of Yigun Shamsa. If you don't come, really, the table shouldn't be there at all. Should we make Kiddush with no table there, or an empty table there? But, it's a big hassle to set the whole table after Kiddush. It takes too much time, to the Tzibura, Tzibura to the Mishpacha. Then what we do is, we set the table in advance, we cover the Chal, but the Chal is not there. So we make Kiddush, and then we unveil the Chal, after we make Kiddush. So then, it's considered the coming in honor of Shabbos. If that's the correct shot, when can you unveil the Chal? This is post-Greek. Post the second issue. The Yesh Mepharish is the last, the same one. That's the same first word line after the narrow one. The Yesh Mepharish, Nechel Amon, Shilohoya Yorish Shabbos Yom Tovim. For your town the Lamal of the Lamata, Mahamun Bay Tai. Here too, we have a tablecloth at the bottom and a cover on top. So this is the Zeichel Lamal.
What
tablecloth? The
tablecloth.
Kuvin table will be fine.
They don't want to get the tablecloth dirty.
It sounds like very hot, you're going to have a board at the bottom too.
Okay.
No, they don't want to get the table.
That's the second reason. There's a third reason I have outside. Turns out the rush please. See, the third reason they have to cover the column for that famous reason. They have the pseudo Yerushalmi. Pseudo Yerushalmi. It's not really there, as far as I know. The rush sim and Gimel. Ubi Rishalmi, put a little up both lamadas. Ubi Rishalmi, the Kama, the Paras of Napa, today Shalo Yira Hapas Boshto, Shumukdam Biposuk, Vidinu Shayaknim Bibrocha Umakim and Birbasayayim. We know that really what should come first should come Eretz Kikusar, Gepin. Kikusar before the Gepin. So the bread should come before the wine. You're making broth on the wine before the bread, and the bread is embarrassed. So the embarrassment, you cover it up. That's what it says. Chofetz Chaim is my sense. Okay, that's what it says. Napkaminis, it's Chaim Napkaminis. According to this reason of the Yerush, it's when you're at Pas Bosho. When did you unveil?
Right after
Kiddush. Again, right after Kiddush. But according to the reason of how long was to keep the challah covered? That's right. I think you're right. Until they have to make an offer.
You could say that.
Why?
You could say that because they didn't make a bracha as they were pulling the mud out of the layer of the dew. I mean, they did take it out before they made the bracha. They did put it on the table. You could argue that even when the Zekel Amon ended at a certain point.
I'm sorry, right before you make the brocha, we're going to have the cover top. So you shouldn't have to take it off right after Kiddush.
The
opposite side also is to have
the
cover
to
make
the
mitzvah, just like get
that one. I'm showing you the Mishnah Brura. Oh, and then furthermore, if the time of Mon is right, you shouldn't have to cover it over on Kiddush. Prehistory. As long as it's covered in the Shabbos Hamot, it should be good enough. That's what I would have said. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Kotten Mem.
The Kiddush has nothing to do with the need for making the Hamot.
What? Oh, hold on. Come to the Gemara. Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Kotten Mem Aleph, you can say that way. You have to keep the collar covered until after you say Hamot. You know, Hashulchan in Simchav Beis, in that same simit, says Kei Noah.
Reish
Ayin Aleph. This is ones over here, the Mamma Thomas. The Mamma Thomas, if you will, the first we finished right, of the Rosh Tikkun Tzarek. The second is about the sugya of, this whole sugya about what do you do in the middle of a meal, and then I guess covering the challah session. The third is the pasuk, we'll discuss that same issue. And the fourth is Kiddush Malchus Sugya. That's why they are five around the last four pieces. The Aruch HaShulchan is the same thing. In Siman Reish, Ein Aleph, Sichot Beis, these are some of so schwer. I don't understand where it's coming from. I don't understand. I read it to you, I don't understand it. In Siman Reish, Ein Aleph, Sichot Beis, he says you have to have a mapa on the shulchan, another mapa on the pas. Go to the Tosfos. Then he says, on the one that boggles my mind. Hachalas mukrochem lios ala shulchan beis hakiddush, ki hechi deteve asuda beis hakiddush, shezeo yikwe de shapsa. Huh? Backwards! I thought the carriage. He's going to shop at the man at the house before on the table after Kiddush. And he that or Hashem was the carriage that has to be on the table before Kiddush.
That's sort of no. table
do
you
want to have to the house before you try? I do. It's not necessary. Not necessary. Who cares if people would be the better way to do it would have nothing there. Why? He had the tab in case the shop so. You bring it all in after you make Kiddush. It's exactly the reverse. Is the Yeshua Rivian Achalas the Akar Kiddush. He says the Ainoch and Lazarus came. Why? Because of the Yikra the Sus of the Shabbat. The Rav of the Talmud mocked to do it only that way. Only the way the Rav HaShulchan does not do it. The Rav is the kind of an empty table. Nothing there. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Because it is Shulchan. I just Rav HaShulchan to use it. It's not much care. Backwards. I don't understand.
What,
I'll call upon him in the same, that I don't understand. What I do understand is according to the reason of money, says, well, if he says, Tzricha ha-mapu lios ad achar ha-mosi, v'chein ha-minit. I had an argument about a bus about this. I said, what do you mean that's rabbi? What do you mean rabbi, he said to me? You're supposed to take a hole with the knife to make a scratch, but you're going to cover it again? Rabbi. You told me. But yeah. I didn't even know that. It's not like a chance. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can keep the second one covered even after you use it.
Hold on. Patience. Now, Mayor is correct. From the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems that the correct reason for covering things is the Yikra the Shabbos. Otherwise, we don't understand what the comparison we'll see later in the text. So that's the Pasha Shabbos. Now, what do you say? What does it apply to the Yikra the Shabbos? Does it apply only to the meals Friday night? Or does it apply to all two or all three meals? Yikra the Shabbosa. It applies to only the Friday night meal or to Shabbos and even Shalosh Shuddos. What would you say, Svara?
Just the Friday night.
That's what I would have said.
Only
Friday night? Only applies Friday night?
To the Kiddush.
Because you're all basing it on Kiddush. I answered your question, let's see why. The Kiddush, the Rav Sosel, the Kiddush of Friday night takes care of all the meals. So guess what? Guess what? The Machlokas that we've shown would be the first time. Look in the Mordechai, please. The Mordechai wrote the post, the paragraph itself. You have our toast, the Mordechai toast. page Lamed Dalet on the base. Uma sha'ana mesima mamapa alechem the Leil Shabbos. Is that where you see that little Yud Gimel? Second column, two-thirds, three-quarters down the page, right before the Yud Gimel. There there is last hakeira le'achar kiddush misada ha'mapa ki'egi le'si tzutzu di'ikwa de'shabsa. Miu, ma'ash onu mesima ha'mapa alechem shachris lav ha'ina le'aykan. Thy time lo shayach rak v'leil Shabbos. You see, this is only a plus Friday night. So why do we have the custom to cover it Shabbos morning as well? Because the reason the Shlevayashim are past, and in Os Yud Gimel, he says the month. Gimel, Bechel the month. The three reasons all together. Oh, not to me what Mashallah should is, be not Kamina. If the reason Shlo Yirah Paz Boshto, which is the Plata Shalosh should is. There's no Kina Shalosh should is, though, according to Amen. If, however, it's because of Mon, it should apply for Shalosh should is as well. I grew up that way. On a more serious vein, this is a very serious question. What to do about all these things? What to do? You have to cover the Shabbos Shabbos or not? I thought the answer would be yes. But Zeichel Amon, if that's the issue, Zeichel Amon, we should in fact cover it. Even Shabbos Shabbos. Even Shabbos Shabbos. That's what I thought. Is that the minute? I gotta say the truth. Honest truth, I don't know. The Orach HaShulchan says it's been raised by the test of Yudala. The minute is not to cover the Shabbos Shabbos. So you're right. I don't understand. Have you seen Rav HaShulchan? Rav HaShulchan is the one who talks about the time of Mon, get the way to Lev HaMotzi. Doesn't reject that. Doesn't say it's rejected. It's just Mon because of the probably that's Rav HaMotzi Lechor. I don't know. The truth of the matter is as follows. What must you cover? Not when, but what? So the Torah, bring up your needs. If it's Bechel Amon, it's enough to cover the Lecha Mishnah. That's it. Cover the Lecha Mishnah, that's all. Gush and Poskim, it's also sliced bread on the table, so it can't. They have the Lecha Mishnah. They also have a lot of sliced kala on the table. You have to cover the sliced kala on that.
What table?
Must be covered for that sheet. That's what you're asking for. I'm sorry. Avada, Eretz, Kifa, Saragam. Avada, no question
about
it. The whole snap sheet has to cover the collars also. The cake also. And certainly the slice collar. If you hold the table in mind, I would say it's only the definition. And 100% sure, but you know, you can make Kiddush B'dochak even on slice cup.
Can you read the reason?
He hated the tasty suits of the Yikra and the Shabbos. That's the main reason. So look at the Gemara. You want that the meal should be a Shabbos Sikha meal, and the way you establish a Shabbos Sikha meal is by bringing it out after Kiddush.
Covering it, in fact, bringing it up every day.
That's right.
That's the primary.
That's the only way to fix the decision, merely. That's the Gan saying. I must tell you, I must confess. I'm sorry? Well, it's boiled up in the cup of the chalas. That's exactly
right.
The reason.
But when they usually bring the reasons, they usually bring them on or...
I'll give any reasons. Rabbi also, I'll tell you a secret. As much as I love this Mordechai he shows to you, I have to be honest, because the Maram Kalavish is the reverse. That's the one Maramakam I didn't do properly. I dropped it to the Dibra Maskalin. Maram Kalava, here it is. Dibra Maskalin, Rabba? Ma'am, what is it? The last one of the second batch. Is it Rabba, ma'am? I think it is. Dibra Maskalin, Rabba. There he said, he thinks, the strong behavior, the pace is smooth, so deep with the shops, that's why not only Friday night, but applies to Shabbos morning as well. Gotta be honest, I cannot tell the law. But this is from a moral age, I'm watching this. Can't tell the law. I'm positive against the Mordechai, but not for the Pirish Shon. It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. Pass the Shon, it's not a problem. How long is the problem? Not about logic. Logic is wrong. Yeah. Now, hold on a second. Hold on. Look, Ora, if you hold the Svar of Yikri to Shabtah, now is it, you have to cover the Lef of Mishnah. And now you have to cover the slice of challah. Then you have to cover the bread. Now you have to cover the cake. You fill the fish too. Only one person has to do that. Rabbi Cohen, Tzadik HaDor. Rabbi Cohen is camp, he makes Kiddush, and he's set at the table, everything's up to this. He goes around with a napkin, puts a crowd napkin on the cold floor, which quickly thinks he's through, you know. He's exposed to Rabbi, but a big bachelor, and he understands Kiddush. He's good to the shop, it's
why didn't know
they're
putting the
napkin
on the cold floor, so they can stop me.
I'm just making a joke about that. I don't play cold one. I just don't get any comments. You go to the south, whatever they have. Not only the bread. Take a look at the Rashbam. Where the Rashbam says, Rashbam is a lotion of Kova Ofer. Right, on the left, right, but where's another Rashbam? That's right, there's his left, but another place.
Wait, that? It's like 5 lines from the bottom of the Tani Chaga. Right, just before Tani Chaga.
Which Amadam
or Bay? By Brochus Dafnan.
It doesn't sound like you're saying that as
really, you can't have the food there if you do get the covered. It sounds like it's saying, really, if you have a little food, all you have to do is cover the bread. When they used to bring at the table, the table had all the food on it.
I'll prove it to you. That same master, Rashbam, the higher one, he says, Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, he quotes. Rabbi Dalet Shekhen also, the Katana and the Tisan Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Mosul of Kosmishan, the Chakaka, you live on the Yerokas, the Chazeres, the Tadal of the Chazeres, the Chal Dal Hashem Lo Ice, you don't even bring the Yerokas out. Even the veggies they don't bring out. Even the vegetables they don't bring out. Wow. Wow. I'll tell you a secret. I'll go further than that. Tosa said, "Oh, here should be in a shulchan." Now, can't kid it. You saw it already. For hard, the other people call kids say, "Matz of shulchan, aruch malach tovah, we will pulei." Well, Tosha, the aruch of the malcham achir. This leads into what the Rav once said. I can't believe it. It's not enough to cover all the food. That's because everything, even the plate, the fork, the knife. Ooh. Everything! That's a team I don't want to do that. I found the cream, I found the cream and got it that way. Look at this, don't tell us, please don't tell us. That's what it means. Pour it on me, they can fill over the whole thing.
Easier,
okay. It's not, you know, okay. The cream and got it in Sifkot Mishnah Zohar from the Mamma Comics. Mishnah Zov, Sukkot Yud Beis, the Lashon, the Mechase es Kol HaShulchan. Kol HaShulchan. Kol HaShulchan. Everything. The whole thing. But the Rambam, I think, sometimes they told him, he didn't bring out the nothing. They didn't set the table before.
Please,
they should set
the table covered.
So,
we have like a big table going
to stuff. So, we covered all of it with a table cloth.
Who actually does
that? The Rambam. With the table, we don't have. We're not. I never heard of anybody, even Rabbi Cohen.
Shane Levine.
Yeah. Now, I have a right at Tulsa itself, but it doesn't hold that way. Take a look at Tulsa. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Hey, B. First, I do. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. I deal the fun of Kirish Rajbani Rabbin Svein Nira. Lomachani Behedja, I deal the fun of Chazeret, the fun of the Tzomach, I deal the fun of Matza. Vedira Kapirish Rach, I deal the fun of Shulchan, Shari Ein Tevien Ashulchan Ad Acha Kiddush, Via Ashulchan Muna Ad Chazeret. I read the Tosfos as follows. A chazeres itself wouldn't be a problem. The problem is the matzah, that's the problem. And if the chazeres happens to be on the table, so you run into a problem for that reason. But not the chazeres itself is a problem. The Tosfos doesn't go for this svara of this chumrah of which you mentioned of the Rashbam Kolo. Even though Tosfos himself goes with the yisod of Yikud the Shapsa, so why are Tosfos Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph to only be worried about what? About Ma'as, not worried about the vegetables themselves. Shver HaKadosh, Shver HaKadosh. Yani Yudaita, the end of what the Rav said. The Rav said, you saw the Yikud, he hated the tasty sutsa, the Yikud the Shapsa, not the Tama Din. Didn't mean Kovea, Suda Shapsa. And Suda Shapsa requires Pas. So I want to say a kiddush. My kiddush is that perhaps according to Tosfos of Sukkot knowledge, the idea of sudas of the shapsa means only pas, and the vegetables don't have to be covered. And you can't fulfill sudas of shapsa with vegetables. Cake is also a question. The cake could be one of you, you could be king of sudas. The machloek is the sudas of the shapsa with cake. A big challenge. We'll get there. But,
if you eat enough of it,
you would
add
enough of it.
That's what I'm saying. If you eat
right.
enough
of it, you clearly could be okay. That's right. So Rav Osai, one could argue, maybe not to cover the cake, because after all, you don't plan to be Yotzi Shabbos deal with that cake. It's a big shalach alai. You have to be kidding. I was kidding. Shalach alai shul. I made it kiddush myself. It was cake all over the place. None of it was covered. I mean, plain shalach. Let's go down to the sheet. There's three things to worry about. What are the three things to worry about? One is Yigur the Shapsa. That's a machlokas to the Maram Kalava and the Mordechai. Does it apply by day or not? Machlokas. You can say, alright, this will be made for me in that chapter. Then what other things is the what? Zechel Lamon, it's like a mission. There's no lech a mission. What do you do with what? You're a pashbosh, though. I make kiddush. I make kiddush on 50 people, 100 people. They're all waiting around like, you know, scavengers. And by shul, we're very makhdud. There's no one should eat before the rabbi makes kiddush. And it works. It holds. It works. It's clear.
There are shuls where the rabbi makes kiddush in the shul.
We'll get that. I did that once. That's a question that's allowed in the whole discussion. I did it once I had a bar mitzvah this year, and the lady was very worried, so I said, okay, we'll do it. It's not like a peel, we'll see soon. Lady is the mother of the bar mitzvah, but, you know, don't set up a lady. There's another kabbalah in my bonus. Yeah. So Shlomo was almost like this. I make kiddush. Let's say I make kiddush for argument's sake. I have, for argument's sake, a plate of cake right in front of me. That's my cake. You live for me. The rabbi's cake. So Shlomo was almost like this. They cover my cake. All the other 20 plates of cake all over the place, they don't have to be covered. Because you can't say it's an embarrassment to that. Usually these kiddush are no one drinks wine. They don't get hold of wine.
You have to drink wine.
No, I make kiddush in wine, but no one else is not a wine for anybody. They hear my kiddush. So therefore there's no problem for them. So I was thinking, if Shlomo Zalman is right, what happens in my situation is don't get. Usually these kiddush are no one drinks wine. They don't get hold of wine.
You have to drink wine.
No, I make kiddush in wine, but no one else is not a wine for anybody. They hear my kiddush. So therefore there's no problem for them. So I was thinking, if Shlomo Zalman is right, what happens in my situation is don't give me any cake. I have to elbow away to get cake. Use my basketball elbow to get cake and, you know, to fight off the kids.
And the big kids aren't there to help.
That's right. So could be that according to Shlomo Zalman, we can fan for this meaning of kiddush for a different reason. Namely, that again, lechem mishnah there isn't. Yigur the shapsa, we can have two svaros lachah. One, it only applies to the lechem, which we usually use for suda shabbos, whether it was the Rav Mahalach. Two, the Mordechai only applies by night, not by day. And as far as Paz Mosho, Rav Shlomo Zalman took it this far. It only applies to the kiddush miyucha, to the one who's making kiddush and drinking the wine. And I'm adding, I said, there was no cake music for me. I have to fight every morsel against the kids. So therefore, what we do is Kedasa, we just managed to find a way ahead. We got ahead of what we do every single Shabbat, that's the shul. Who owns the cake? I don't know the cake. Shul owns the
cake.
He is making kiddush also. I don't know, but I don't know, I look for shul.
Yeah.
Now what? Cover all the cake.
I'm seeing that from the other.
that cooler Rebbe that says it. You have to cover everyone because you don't know what's going to get.
Yeah, but with the rice ain't greater. So, because it's a rabbana.
No, I'm saying since Rebbe. If Rebbe has a one plate of cake, he can cover it from him. But since Rebbe doesn't know which cake he's going to get,
I don't know.
Right? Therefore, you have to cover them all because one of them is
cover
the one you're making for. This cooler is a homerun.
Okay. Or of shavda the coolers, not to cover it with cellophane.
Most kiddushim
were set out. So year out past kosh, I just pass the tea right through the cellophane.
And
it was the air. So shavda is making that shot. I'm serious. It's pretty shavda. Yeah.
You know, for kiddushim brachos, if it's something you have a setting and someone else has a setting on the table,
yeah.
Breakfast cup, someone else already has cereal. Pour it, but you're not going to touch this cereal. You didn't pour your cereal when you're on your shoes.
Bottom
of that's fine.
Right.
So and if it's a different table, then
if I make kiddush here, I'll have the cake
there.
So then what kind of part of the pasta is not there to see the bullshit? That's okay, man.
Have a
new kurma. I should have kiddush here and get the cake from the next table over.
Oh,
but I don't eat that cake. That cake has a ton to eat.
Maybe.
You
don't have to cover the cake.
It's
cold,
man. So, it's we don't cover any cake, though. Not even my cake's not covered. I guess we're not so worried about that. It's your past boast, by the way. I mean, it's a great moral lesson. And it's a wonderful thing. Court is no bucket for it. They say it's Yerushalayim, but it's not Yerushalayim. Ah, it's the chaboses of the past. It is, you have to make kiddush before you, what can I tell you? The pot has to take its lumps.
That's all. That's what chapter is like.
Oh, but by day you can't make kiddush on pot if you have wine. That's the possible say, there's more makkah, but maybe not. Kitzer, right. We have a minute to be making. I want to go into the sugya though itself, and we have a little time remaining. What's the sugya proper? What's more than the sugya itself? Which is your correct reason? So let's take a look at the Rosh Simon Gimel. But no, before the Rosh, the Gemara. The Gemara, let's see the Rosh. The Gemara said over here is very important Gemara. The Gemara said on Atkuf Amid Aleph, the last four lines, Amid Vila Mashmur, and Allah Lok Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to bench the Pashas. Lok Rabbi Yosef, to keep right on going. Elam Pores, Mapo Mekadesh. That's the Gemara. Skip the next few lines. The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Haki, the fourth line on the base. We're now bringing a riot to that Yisod of priest's mappa. Amen Vishem the Kishavish and Mevian as Hashulchan, Elam Kain Kiddush, Vim Havi, Pores Mappa Umakadish. What are we talking about over here? This two line brisa is very critical. What is everyone looking so? What is the two line brisa talking about? Shavish and Mevian as Hashulchan Elan Kain Kiddush, Vim Havi, Pores Mappa Umakadish. What does that mean? What are we talking about? What are we saying? Lou? What happened over here? What's the case? Lou? Kiddush Friday night? Are we discussing somebody who's in the middle of a meal? No! So what kind of riot is this? You're trying to bring a riot over here on Kuf Amid Aleph. If you're in the middle of a meal, it's efficient to be part of Chabad Mekadesh. And you bring me a riot from a different case completely. And the Kuf Amid Aleph is not in the middle of any meal. He's just about to start. He's not in the middle of anything. You know where's Sakasha? The Russia Sakasha. That's the Rosh Simon Gimel, you have to see. But the Gemara's rhyme makes no sense. The Rosh Simon Gimel, please look inside. The Rosh Simon Gimel, no. Where we left off, after the Lamed. The kasha, the achad the brisa ayri b'kol erev Shabbos. My maisi raya minok li yoshev v'choshkalo shedala v'krisis mapa. What's the Gemara's raya? What's the Gemara's raya? Rebbein shalala. What's the Gemara's raya? Maybe krisis mapa only works for a guy who just brought the stuff on the table. It's Friday night, late at night, and you heard the Rambam's chumrah to cover it up to the shilchus. He covers it up. Enough. What does that have to do with the case we discussed earlier where the guy's in the middle of a big meal which started on Friday and was going into Shabbos? Maybe there's not enough to cover the mouth. We have to be benched then. That's the kasha. Upirish Rabbi Chilmi Paris. Remember him? We've had him before. Rabbi Chilmi Paris. Tahachim Aisirai. That's why it works for the average Friday night. Hachinami, so too, ahani kilu okares hashulchan. As if he took away the table. Now you get the impression he's learned okares hashulchan literally. Not a close one, it means benching. Okares hashulchan close one means benching. But you get the impression from the rabbi Yechiel, he means literally you have to pull away the table. And if you cover the table, did you pull the table away? So just like it works on the average Friday night when you're starting a meal. You set the table. You have to cover it because of the ego, the shops, the story. So that when you're in the middle, and that makes the table considered as if it's gone in another room, another planet. So too when you started a meal and Shabbos comes in and you have to stop a hafsaka, pulling the table away. So you cover it up, like pulls it away. That's what many appeals turns. Fascinating text. But at least one thing, according to this text, we're going to have the Gemara. At least. According to the other two reasons for covering it, what are they? They shall be on. And what else? Hakosha. What heaven's name does that have to do with the Gemara? And I'm an olive, and it's talking about a real dinner. Someone who started a meal on Friday afternoon. Pile glory. Nothing to do with anything. It's not a pliatsuma, no connection whatsoever. Moreover, those reasons don't even apply in this case. You know why? Because according to many Rishonim, you don't make a motzi. And according to everybody in the previous rush, you don't make bar priya gofen. If you don't make bar priya gofen, there's no yerav has boshto. Sure not. If you don't make a motzi, which is the day of the Balamor, then there's no lechem mishnah either. There's nothing. So the reasons don't apply. You look over here. We'll get to the Balamor later, which is the end of the Rosh Shimon base. Two different opinions. You make a motzi or not, but you're still going to make hagafen. So the boshlo story doesn't apply for sure, and the lechem mishnah also may not apply. So what are you bringing a comparison over here? Pilei kloyin. Beyond that, Zeichel Amon is right. What do you mean? V'in Havi, if you brought the table out before Kiddush, you have to cover it with an napkin. Not true! Even if you brought it after Kiddush, you have to cover it with an napkin. The reason is Zeichel Amon. The Gemara implies you only have to cover it up if you brought it before Kiddush. Not true! Zeichel Amon is right. So I was racking my brains. I found that the Marsha, in effect, asks the question. In effect. Let's look at Marsha for a minute. In effect, ask this question. Maybe ask it sort of a different way. I'll show us page 32. It's column 2, Poses, the Divra Maskel Shein Vivian. What's Zeichel Amon? Ad Kan Lashonim. High time of the taste of the Yikru Tam of Kulim also. Bela the two shall the Hoyum Avian Shulchanas Shalahem. It may be you Poros Kuli. Bela the Dan. The Mevian the Chathilu Poros no son. Pirish Rashbam. Aval high time of the Zeichel Amon. Ain't a rock with the Dan the Regil Nifros. Aval leka time of Lamala Shalo Yehoyum Avian Klal. Just bring it later. Yeah, that's my question asked in somewhat of a different system, but in a different way. So Rav Bolsai is a lot to talk about. There's a big Balamor, Ramban, Ravid, and Ran. But I want to end the shiur with one chiddush of my own, and then we'll deal with that tomorrow. My chiddush is as follows. My chiddush is Rav Bolsai. You're not going to believe this. I'm going to end the same way I began. What was the beginning of the shiur? I asked the kasha. Remember we had three sheepes? Three sheepes in the Gemara. What do you do if your meal goes into Friday night to the shop? Friday afternoon to Friday night? Do you bench? Do you keep right on going? Or do you pour it smack? And I have to catch a wait, what do you need this for? Just make Kiddush. Guess what? I think that according to Rashbam, that is the deal. You just make Kiddush. Ah, if you're sure you have to pour it smack for. What's the answer? Why? Oh, why? Because he had the taste suit so the equal to Shapsa. That answers the Russian's kasha. The Rush has the kasha. What are you bringing a raya for? An omelet vein. Just the whole reason for carving the table is just the equal to Shapsa. That's just such a powerful din. An omelet olive, you have a really powerful, critical din. You have to do the priestess mabuk and call makiris hashulchan, as the Tosafot called it. Kval, how can they compare one to the other? With my kiddush, what else to say? According to Rashbam, it's not true as far as this issue of Friday going into Friday night. According to Shmuel, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to bake, you don't have to bench, you don't keep going. Just stop and make kiddush. The only reason why it's porous mapa is not because it's a special halacha in this particular kiddush, but it's a general din of kiddush. And when the Gemara says panin ami hachi and amud bey, doesn't mean panin ami hachi is the ikar ad din. The fact that you make kiddush, listen, the fact that you make kiddush as opposed to benching, as opposed to keeping around and going, that's no raya for that. That's just a sheikah. Right, that's the shmul sheikah. Finished. But the Tanya Namihochi only comes to tell you that every kiddush you have to do your poor top of the Kaddish. And I bring it right there. Look at the Rashbam Kufam now. The Rashbam says over here on the last few lines of the page. The last few lines the Rashbam says, who does Shmuel hold that? Who's the oldest Shmuel, the third sheep? That's I'm sure. Where do you get it from? Not like Rav Yehuda, who's at the bench or lift the table or whatever. And it's not like Rav Yosef, keep right on going. Who's the old guy? Venera Bienai, the last 5 months. The Sphere of the Shmuel, the Lach Rav Yosef. To the Katani with Rice, the Kabbalah of Kamosa. The Parish of Rice, we saw that. The Kabbalah of Kamosa. Ela Shabbal, the Hamir al Atmo Tzas. Shalom Yigmar, Sudoso, the Kadesh. Ela in Cain, excuse me. So the Yigmus does be Kaddish of Hakak. Now the Kaddish is Chilav of Hakak, Yigmus of Dosa. Yilot Hemahaki. Right. Yilot Hemahaki, Shmuel, the Amat Kaman, the Abraish of the Katani, Poris, Mapa Mekaddish, Lokoi Av Sokas Achil of Klau. Ela the Bola Kaddish, Atta Melech of the Shabbos of Achil of Mayer. It's not right at anything. It's the right spoke, but I said what I said. It's bearish. The time in Amiach has to prove this point. It's taka no proof. The Rabbeinu Yechiel's teretz is shver. The Rosh's kasha is better than Rabbeinu Yechiel's teretz. It doesn't prove the Ika Nakuda. The answer is the Ika Nakuda, Rabbi Osai, Shmuel, best like Rabbi Yosef. It's marked a little bit. What's the Panayam talking about? The general din. You have to cover the table before you make kiddush. It's taka general din. It's taka identical. The din of the Amrav, what I'm saying. And as far as the quote Akira is concerned, no, he argues vehemently on that last line of Tosfos Mafsikim, who preaches Mapa, he devoked up Akira's children and everything. Not true, he said. Not true. The priest Mapa does the same thing in Amin Alpha, doesn't have a faith. He didn't call it terrible every single kiddush. All right, so what does he hold like Nikira did? The Kabiyosi. He really can go straight through. But, for one reason or another, which we'll discuss later, he decided to be a little more Machmir and make the kiddush in the middle. So he what I asked before, this is the. We need all these three things, so just make kiddush. The Rashbam says, yep, just make kiddush. And those priests now, because of the chatzilah, they're going to the shilfit. So if you just make his stam, you'll be yotzei. Not be either, but be yotzei make your edition. That's just the amazing punchline for the whole shiur. You saw it, the Rav Kasha, I come to no one has the obvious shot. Just make Kiddush. What's my answer? That's the Rav Kasha. Sure, just make Kiddush. I chorus mat. Whenever you just make it, has a chorus mat. There's no different than any other Kiddush. You make any Friday night. Hold the Gaval, the Gavar. It's not much, it's in the word. Maybe we'll stop with this beautiful highlight. One shiur tomorrow, so let's take a vote. Who wants shiur? When? 1 o'clock.
13th, I have to start early in the morning. I have a wedding. Josh Schneider. June 14th, I have to start to feel late because I'm coming from Toronto. June 16th, the same shiur right before the wedding. No, before the wedding. So we have a few different days, it'll be different from Toronto. But and the rule is 4 to 11, okay? Let's have a minute. Ask yourself,
I spoke about yesterday. I first want to say it was safer. Stay at a Kiddush Abdullah, I was standing on the shoulder. I got my stern, one of the few examples for us. I'll tell you about the same. Here is, in case you want to see it. It's the Rav Shira, who we spoke about yesterday. It's the Shabbat Village, it's the Lord to these men, it's the Holy Islam here. Okay, let's very briefly review what we spoke about yesterday. We started with the Machlokas at Tanoim on the Kufa Manalas on the Sefer Pesachim concerning what do you do if you're eating a meal and suddenly Shabbos comes. So we said that the Svara, we would have said, just make Kiddush. That's it. Yet nobody seems to hold that way. There seems to be three different shittas from the Gemara. No one says that way. Rav Yehuda says, you have to bench and then make Kiddush. Rav Yosef says, you keep going straight, you make Kiddush at the end of the meal. And Shmuel says, you are pores mapa, which according to Shita's Tosus is instead of benching, instead of completely stopping the meal, it's enough to just cover it with a cloth. And the question, how come no one held my way? That was in effect with the Rav asked. The Rav had a whole Torah and Sefer over here that the whole point of Kiddush Aliyah is to separate between Suda Skol and Suda Shabbos. Set aside the Kovea, the Suda, and the Suda Shabbos. For that reason, the various opinions exist. Let's discuss it over. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's necessary to bench so the Kiddush should be able to set the remaining part of the Suda inside of the Suda Shabbos. If you wouldn't bench, then the entire Suda would be labeled as Suda Schol, and you wouldn't be successfully separating one from the other. According to Rabbi Yoshi, as soon as it gets dark, we say it's considered to still be a Suda Schol. The Suda Schol is it's still continuing, and therefore there's no need to stop. Therefore, the question, the Tosafot seems to say that that's sufficient for the Shabbos of the meal, according to Tosafot, that you actually bench with Ritzay. So we suggested in Shia yesterday, as it emerged, that perhaps the Rav would answer no. not a Shabbos meal. You would have to eat again according to Rabbi Yosef, against Tosfos. The Tosfos says you bench what you say. So we suggest that maybe you bench what you say, not because it's a Shabbos like a meal, but because why? It's Shabbos. If it's a completely weekday, then it's now a Shabbos, and bench a Shabbos. Although I suggested yesterday.
No, but that's the problem with Shabbos.
Well, I don't know, but that's what I found. Looking for the rush, Simon Zion. I had seen this rush before, I just didn't click, so we have to share yesterday. We put two and two together. The rush, Simon Zion. Tana Rabbana. The Gemara of Kuvvei Zaman Aleph. B'nei Chavrura Shei Mesubi V'Kiddush Aleim Ayom Levin Kos Rishon V'Omer Lov Kiddush Ayom V'Hashem Yomer Lov Rimchas Amot Zidim Rav Yudin. It's a very, very important rush. As a matter of fact, I asked to see the Korban Asadol there, which we'll come back to a little bit later on. But I should have asked to see the whole rush. Now in retrospect. Rav Yossi Omer Ofu D'Shos Nashatetcha. Gomu Kos Rishon V'Varach Alav Rimchas Amot V'Hashem Yomer Lov Kiddush Ayom. Says the Rosh, I think it's going to be with me. Omas Nisa Kvar Itchile Dom Rav Yudah Mashmoni Alok Alok Rav Yudah Alok Rav Yossi Elo Poret Mahmur Mekadish. We already had back enough Kufa Man Alef. Mi Yu Apo Gav Di Itchile Gamrina Mino Dehecha De Goma Sudasa Mekami De Kadish Yom. You finish your entire year before Shki on Friday. Vada Mashi Yodayu Kadish Yom. Until you get around to wash my Machron, you're ready to bench, it already became dark. Makdamina no mevarchina and birchas al mazon al kol swishin v'chakach ome kiddush yom al kol sheni Rabbi Yossi Yoma Gavru kol swishin v'varchal al birchas al mazon v'ashen yom al kiddush yom. This is what the Rif says. Says the Rosh v'yesh l'stape im tzorech l'hazkir shol Shabbos v'birchas al mazon. In this case, you finish getting before Shkia and now you're benching on Shabbos, you have to mention it, say or not. I forgot the Katani B'Tosef, the Brachos Perigdala. That's the one which Tosef alluded to in that Kuf. The Din Rabbi Yossi, Kos Rishon Amalor, Cholom B'Rechas HaMazin, Umaz Kirshul Shabbos, B'Rechas HaMazin. Oh, you see, do say what say. No, right. The Komo Gomikol HaMeima, Shani Yossam, Sh'ochol Misha Tehachsha, Yeh after the sunset. He goes, Din Shiyaz Kirshul Shabbos. Amalok, in this case, Sh'gomo Sadosu Mibod Yom Lo. Because he finished eating completely before Shkiyah. Oh, Dilma, perhaps not. Okay, but the Kiddush Hayom. It's right now, it's dark. Sorry, Levore, Birchas HaMazon and Shul Shabbos. You have to mention what it say. Midi Dahavi Amisha Lo Espalo Be'erev Shabbos Mincha. Mispalo Shtayim Shul Shabbos. The person missed Mincha on Friday. That was twice. My reading I says Shabbos Dikshon has it two times. V'chein Nire. And the Rosh concludes with the second half. It's exactly how Shabbos. It's enough in a rush. The rush passes, but if you eat a meal and you finish prior before dark, until you get around the bench, if you're ready Shabbos, you say it's a nope. That's the mailer. That explains Tosefta perfectly. Tosefta doesn't mean it's a Shabbos like a meal. This is not a Shabbos like a meal. This is a meal before Shabbos completely. It's still a say it's a. So if the rush is right, I don't have a conscience to Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Mishnah Berurah said in a famous case where Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, if you eat straight through from Shabbos to Sunday into Motzei Shabbos, you have a problem. You say both would say any Yalav Yavam, only Yalav Yavam, maybe only would say. So the best thing to do, says the Mishnah Berurah, is finish eating before Shkiyah, and then for sure you only say would say. That's the Mishnah Berurah that says, include pay test. Why is that for sure? According to the Rosh here, when he passes, you should say Yalav Yavam because you're benching the Rosh Chodesh. Unless the Mishnah Berurah only meant that this is a Taz and a Sasha, but not the Stam, it's for sure. I don't know. Could be, but the point of it is that it's not the Suda which is determined according to the Rosh. It's the fact that right now it's Shabbos, so right now it's Rosh Chodesh. Maybe you're right, I don't know. I'm just pointing this out. This should be part of the issue with Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Good. Now it's in your name. Yeah. Eat, make Shabbos early.
No,
but they make Shabbos early. Shabbos bread. The cloud of the prophet, the prophet of Salas, and all scoff, what's the woman? It's really a chain near it. It's our beer. The man of Kamina, Tash Rabbein, the chain near it. Hamas, the summer, the inchilic, the gum, the pun, the chashef, the gum, the pun, the porous, the kash. So what's the difference? Because the nearly, and after Kamina, the gum, the dust, the bar, the mosin, the ash, the rain, the level, the kimaka, the shosh, the time, the Shabbos. Two hours later, whatever. It's really not no good for us in the Shabbos. Probably will. The Shabbos said it's a chol. So we have to cash a mail. No, but they all have to go Sefta. So now I'm answering, as I suggested yesterday. No, the fact is Ritzeh means the Shabbos one. Even if it's completely weak, they know you still say Ritzeh. And you see Beferish in the Rosh Hashanah. I should have known about that yesterday. Mine was my omission. Okay, good. Now, back to Ayusot. So the Rav asked, so why doesn't anyone say like me? Say Pashup Shah, they just make Kiddush. Why doesn't anyone take such a fancy footwork? So let's start at the end of the Shia. The end of the Shia, I determined that there is someone who says that way. What's his name? The Rashbam says that way. The Rashbam says that in order to, are you really supposed to do Mikra Nir? Just the halacha, just say Kiddush in the middle of the meal? The Gemara said, Poresh, Mabim, the Kaddish. No. Poresh Mab is like every other Kiddush. You always Poresh Mab when you make Kiddush. The Poresh Mab is not instead of Akiris or Shulchan as Tulsa suggested. No, it's just like any other Kiddush. That explains the Gemara's Raya. That's how he explains the Valdik. The Tanya Nami Ochi, the one in the Poresh Mab. That's what Rashbam in fact does hold that way. But no one knew about this Rashbam. I haven't seen anyone to explain the Rashbam hold it. The Favish in the words. But like an Akronim, I didn't see anyone to say this before, which we said. So how can no one say that way? So the Rav said as follows. There are two dinim of Kiddush. It's Kiddush the Raisa, it's Kiddush B'dvarim, Zochas and Mashavah Sakasha. And it's Kiddush the Rabbanah, which is Kiddush Al-Ayayim, which is really Kiddush from Malkum Suda, which is determined that these Sudas are being nicked by Suda Shabbos. And that's the idea of Kiddush from Malkum Suda and Kuvalet. That's the idea of the Shiltas. Ki heche the Tasi Sudso Vikwa the Shabsa, which the Rashbam tells us both called here on that Kuf Amad Beis, and the Suda should be a Shabbos like a Suda. That's why there's one day when she's told, Tom ain't on the Kaddish. Once you ate on Shabbos, you can't make Kiddush anymore because you blew it. And even though we hold Tom as the Kaddish, it's only been the Evid. He's a team before Kiddush, he's a team before Shofar, Lulav, which is a question they forget. No, as the Ron says, both the Sukkah and the Shabbos, he needs to stick in the Kiddush in the Taka and the Suda. And therefore, you're absolutely not eating before Kiddush. The big Yisrael, the big difference, the Ron explains. The Rabbi didn't quote the Ron, he said it on his own. And that explains why, again, one day it's Tom ain't on the Kaddish. And as someone suggested yesterday, even though I thought there's a Tosis against me, because Tosis and Kuvav Tom and the Kaddish ad the Mochar, so it's not such a Kaddish. You can say that the Mochar is already second to Suda's Shakras. It's Kavanah to the Shakras. Not so bad. Okay. This is the Rosh Hashanah. And this explains why the din is that you can make Kiddush ala Pasta Raisa. So I thought that was a crazy thing. Karach HaShulchan says, I thought that was nuts. How can that be? Kiddush al Yai, Jafri al Yai, we didn't Kiddush al Pas the Rice. So there was a Raya Beruro. If you're holding him in Kiddush al Pas against Rebbe Natan, that should be Raya Beruro. A Kiddush al Yai is only the Rabbana. That's what I thought all along. Karach HaShulchan thought was off the beaten path. Until the Rosh Hashanah says, that the nature of this din is not Kiddush al Yai. The real nature of the din is Kiddush al Asuda, or to be compared to Suda. And if you hold that to the Daraisa, then it could even pass. Not so crazy. We all, the Rabbana, of course they're all close, but it could even theoretically be the Daraisa. And now I'll explain why the Gemara, the Shaila, the Brachas, which is supposed to lose to over here, not Sadi Tassimid Beis, can you make Kiddush al Yayin until Sefer Shabbos? What's the Shaila? If you can dive in then, make Kiddush al Yayin until then what's the difference? It's no. Kiddush al Yayin until Sefer Shabbos, which ties to Malach, Shabbat Malach. And as he said, Malach, until Sefer Shabbos, you can make Kiddush for sure. But Kiddush al Yayin is tied to Suda.